Movie film rolls. A sprocket at the edge becomes the letter I in IFC Films. Over Burgundy, a white maple leaf falls and becomes the I in Park Pictures. A silver-stranded audio wave runs through letters, Wavelength Productions. Movie film rolls. It projects a word, movie. In an airport, a dark-skinned man waits behind a metal barrier. He stands next to a couple of men holding up signs. Words appear and disappear as travelers breeze past the all-glass exterior of the arrival section. Park Pictures, Wavelength Productions, and MUBI present an Outrageous Pictures and Department of Motion Pictures production. In association with Zhumka Films, Lucky 13 Productions, and Macromedia. An Equipic. Pulling a bouquet of flowers and a red gift bag from behind his back, the man slips underneath the barrier. He stands before a woman wheeling a carry-on. A younger woman wheels a full luggage cart and stops behind her.
Amor.
She extends her arms to him. They embrace. He extends his hand to the younger woman. Hesitating, she takes it.
Amor. Here you are. Oh, Sylvia.
Look at this. Look at this. Big girl. Uh-huh. Yes. Turn around. Let me see. Wow. You are here.
You know, Mente.
Words appear. Farewell, Amor. He hugs the younger woman, Sylvia, tightly. Cut to black. Daytime, overlooking the Manhattan skyline.
Wow, Sylvia, look.
What do you think of New York?
It's amazing. We love to practice speaking English more.
The bald, bearded man drives a taxi cab through the bustling Brooklyn streets. The woman gazes out the passenger window. Sylvia sits in the back. She holds the bouquet and a stuffed teddy bear. They pass street vendors, a schoolboy bouncing a basketball, and a man playing drums on upside-down buckets. The woman smiles at the man and rubs his arm. He gazes in the rear view.
Are you okay?
Sylvia, aren't you excited?
In an apartment.
This is home. Welcome.
I need to use the bathroom.
Oh, yes. Let me show you. It's there. You and I will be sleeping down there. Kitchen is over there. And Sylvia, I've converted the living room for now, so you can have your own space. I'm looking for a bigger place that would be more suitable.
He rubs his forehead.
Maybe you'll be like all the American kids and get your own place.
Not yet. First we leave as a family, as God intended it.
Yes, of course, of course. Oh, yes, the bathroom is down there. The light is on the wall to your left.
A hand-painted sign hangs above the hall doorway. Welcome to America, Esther and Sylvia. Nighttime. Esther and Sylvia sit at a small square table adorned with a lamp, water glasses, forks over napkins, and salt and pepper shakers. The man, Walter, carries in plates.
I wish your mother could see this. Her boy learned how to cook.
I hope you like it.
Who taught you?
I picked up some things here and there. Please, eat before it gets cold.
Let's pray first. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Yes. Sorry.
They hold hands. Walter and Esther close their eyes.
Jehovah Jireh, we praise your name in the Most High.
Sylvia's eyes flick up to Walter.
Lord, thank you for bringing us together after 17 years apart. We thank you for your endless blessings and love.
She frowns.
We thank you for our home and our family. We thank you because the devil is shamed and defeated. We pray all these things in the holy name of Jesus.
Walter eyes Esther.
Amen.
He blinks and nods.
Amen.
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 Yes.
He touches his lips and looks down.
It's very soft.
Mm. Tender, yeah?
Americans don't like stew with their food.
The doctor recommended low-fat meals.
Hmm.
Esther douses her plate with a shaker.
You know, for years, the only food I could eat was my mother's cooking. So when we got married, I forced your poor mama to learn how to cook all of my mama's dishes.
She shakes her head. Her smile fades.
My poor mama. She should have never put up with me.
Cut to black. A word appears. Walter. Wearing a gray A-shirt and sweatpants, he exits the bathroom and switches off the kitchen table lamp. He ambles into his bedroom. Eyes wide, he stops. On the bed, wearing only panties, Esther gazes up at him. Her hands fidget.
My pastor said we must focus on familiarizing ourselves in spirit and flesh in order to rebuild our family.
Esther quickly wraps herself in a blanket.
Wait.
Old now. Unattractive.
No, you're not.
Lying is a sin, you know.
That's not what I meant.
Clenching her jaw, she stares off. He sits next to her.
I haven't been with any man since you left.
Thank you. I mean, I'm sorry I wasn't there.
He leans toward her. He touches her shoulder. She leans back into the bed. He climbs on top of her. They gaze into each other's eyes. Eyes open, they kiss on the lips. In a flashback, Walter opens his apartment door. A woman wearing scrubs stands before him. In the bedroom, Walter kisses Esther's neck. The woman, Linda, grabs a box.
Linda.
She hurries out. Walter pulls away from Esther.
I hope everything works out.
Linda storms off. Under a stool, Walter grabs a plastic bag.
It's just me.
Walter hesitates at the door. He touches a lacy sheet inside the bag.
Think it in. It's just been a long day. Perhaps we should just get some rest. Thanks.
He rolls off and turns his back to her. Daytime. An Obama calendar hangs on the kitchen wall. January 2009. Sylvia eats from a bowl. Walter wears a newsboy cap and sips from a coffee mug. Esther stands before the counter slicing a cucumber.
Ready for American school?
Of course she is. She's going to study hard so she could get into medical school. With a scholarship. Mm-hmm. The first doctor in the family. God willingly.
What kind of medicine are you interested in?
She wants to treat children.
I like mathematics.
Really like a father, this one. I keep telling you, your father was always studying so many things for me.
At a high school, students step through a metal detector. A security guard waves them through. Walter walks through holding an envelope. Sylvia follows.
I need to see her backpack.
Excuse me. Sorry, she's on.
Please step back, sir. I just need to check her bags.
I have this to follow for.
The guard glances at the form. He points down the hall.
Watch out.
Walter and Sylvia press forward. Sylvia straps on her backpack. Inside a taxi depot, Walter sits in his taxi. He scrolls through his smartphone.
Comandante, you find any change in this? I see you changed the other picture.
Yeah.
They settled in?
Somewhat.
I know the sex must be great. Whenever I go back home, my wife is like she has something to prove. I can only imagine. After, what is it, 9 years?
17.
Oh, she's supposed to be lucky that you was with the nurse, or else you'll be in jail for homicide. What? You know it's the truth, man.
I don't want to talk about it.
My brother, all I'm saying to you, man, you're not the only person who ever been in this situation. Okay? Things happen. Don't feel bad, man.
I don't. Everything's fine.
Okay. Well, I guess I better start my shift.
Walter closes the driver's door.
Have a good one.
You too.
He grabs his cap off the dashboard and puts it on. Nighttime, Walter drives. He slows and glances out the passenger window. He flips a U-turn. Shifts into park and rolls up the window. He checks himself out in the rear view. He removes his cap and sprays cologne on his neck. He dons a fedora. Inside a club, on a crowded dance floor, couples samba. Walter greets a woman. She smiles. A waitress carrying a tray of red wine glasses grins at him. Walter's attention turns to the bar. He leans over the bar top and speaks to a bartender. On the smoke-filled dance floor, Walter twirls and dances with a woman with braids and a backless dress. Walter's curled lips turn to a frown. He stares across the room. A man in a suit leads Linda to a side table. They sit side by side. He chats with another man. Linda looks off and sways. The woman in the backless dress walks away. Walter bites his lip and touches the brim of his hat. He ambles across the dance floor. Linda turns her head. Their eyes meet. He extends a hand to her. She looks back at her date. He mouths words and smiles. She takes Walter's hand and rises. Together, they take the dance floor. They press their bodies close together and gently slow dance.
Savior Walter, I need love too.
Just one dance.
Grazes the back of her shoulder. His other hand presses against her back, just above her waistline. Her hips gyrate. With eyes closed, they hold hands in samba.
Tenho a beleza suficiente pra ter homem só pra mim. Minha mãe,
away from him. Head lowered, she walks toward her date. Walter follows. He grabs her hand.
Thank you.
She nods. He touches her clasped hands and walks off. Daytime, Walter drives the taxi, taped next to the GPS, a photo of Walter and Esther. He stops before a storefront gate with a Biggie mural. Graffitied on it, "It was all a dream." Walter looks down and rubs his eyes. At Walter's apartment, he slips in, clutching a brown paper bag. Esther cooks. Sylvia sits at a laptop.
You're early today.
I swapped my shift so I could be home for dinner with the family at least once this week.
A decorative plaque.
Great.
Jesus is the head of this house.
Sylvania, clear your books. Go set the table.
So, how was school today?
Fine.
Is that how you respond?
She shoots Esther a look.
It was fine. Thank you.
He nods. His lips move. He smiles. Sylvia brushes past him.
She's so excited to finally be here with you.
I'm not so sure about that.
Nonsense. Of course she is.
I was thinking, maybe we should plan some things as a family so we could get to know each other.
I've just been praying about this.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Or perhaps this Sunday we could go for a drive outside of the city. You know, maybe the Jazzy Show.
Well, aren't we all going to church?
I thought it would be good to leave the city early to avoid the traffic.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Perhaps there's a sunrise service we can attend.
Of course. I'll shake. Well, I brought home some wine so we can toast.
Alcohol?
It's wine.
But you know we shouldn't drink.
But it's just a simple wine for a special occasion.
He holds the bottle out to her. Her fingers tap the counter. She turns to the carving board. Walter looks down. Daytime. In a church, Esther closes her eyes and fans herself. Walter sits to her left, Sylvia to her right. An usher hands Walter a patented silver collection plate. Walter places a dollar bill inside. Esther digs in her purse. She puts a couple more bills on the plate. She hands it to Sylvia, who passes the collection plate down the pew. Women in the congregation raise their hands. Some stand. Mumbling the song softly, Walter looks around. Esther stands. Looking up to her, he bites his lips and stops singing. He sits completely still in the pew. At Walter's apartment, the kitchen table lamp glows soft yellow. Dressed in the same A-shirt and sweats, he turns off the lamp and tiptoes down the hall. He stops short of his closed bedroom door. He opens a sliding closet door and grabs the plastic bag containing the lacy sheet. He pulls it out of the bag and feels the fabric. He lifts it to his nose and closes his eyes. He shoves it back in the bag and sticks it in the closet. Grasping a pen and gently finger tapping his bald head, Walter sits at the kitchen table. He looks up. Esther enters the kitchen. He flips through his checkbook. She goes to the counter. Their backs face each other. Walter writes.
As soon as my immigration paperwork is finalized, I'll get a job so I can help with the bills.
I can handle things for now. You've got a lot on your plate already.
She leans on the table. Her finger touches the rim of a water glass. He doesn't meet her gaze.
Thank you, amor.
His eyes flick to hers.
For what?
Not giving up on us.
You shouldn't thank me.
Don't stay up late. Oh, and did you see the mail that your neighbor brought the other day?
I don't know why it's so hard for the mailman to put the mail in the correct box.
She touches his arm and smiles. She walks off. He glances down at the top letter. Address service requested. Linda Walter, 6987 Clarendon Road, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. He stuffs the rubber band wrapped stack of letters into an overhead cabinet. Looking down, he scratches his head. He stands and walks toward Sylvia's room. He pulls back a curtain.
Sylvia.
Sylvia, wearing headphones, dances.
Sylvia.
Eyes wide, she jolts back.
Are you okay?
Daytime, in the taxi, Walter drives with Sylvia. Looking down, she winces. She shakes her head. He pulls to a stop. Sylvia clutches her bruised arm.
I'm fine.
Then why can't you move it?
I can, I promise.
I can't let you go to school like this. Could have broken a bone. I'm serious, Vinya.
You're going to tell Mama?
Come, we'll worry about Mama later.
In a doctor's office waiting room, Sylvia rifles through a stack of magazines. Walter fills out a clipboard.
So you were practicing for the dance the young man told us about at your school?
She shrugs.
Mm-hmm. When you stopped waiting for my weekend phone calls, Mama said it was because you were sneaking out to dance. That scared her.
Everything scares her. That's why she prays so much.
He taps his loafers. She looks down at his feet. Then up to him. She smiles.
You know, I used to be quite the dancer as well when I was younger. It's true. Okay, maybe not that style of dance, but your mother would make matching outfits for the both of us, and we'd go to the secret parties and dance all night long.
May?
Yeah. No, we used to dance a lot before you were born. And even after. But you're too young to remember.
And then what happened?
The end of the war.
A nurse walks through the room. A clock reads 8:50.
Paging Dr. Bisbee to 3B. Dr. Bisbee to 3B.
Sylvia sleeps on his shoulder. He digs in his pocket and pulls out his phone and a small leaflet. A night of premier battles, too. A figure poses in a freestyle dance move. He puts the date on the leaflet into his phone calendar. Another nurse turns away from the reception desk and walks toward them.
Sylvia De Santos?
Walter looks up. Wearing a stethoscope around her neck, Linda stands before them.
Come, wake up. Let's go.
Walter grabs her backpack and hurries after Linda. Sylvia slowly rises and follows. In an exam room.
What brings you in today?
She injured her arm.
Linda glares at him.
How did this injury take place?
I fell.
And when did the injury happen?
Yesterday.
Where does it hurt? Can you show me exactly? Anywhere else?
Mm-mm.
There's a little bruise, but nothing too unusual.
Her eyes flick to Sylvia's chest. Linda touches a gold necklace around her own neck. Walter notices. Linda's lips quiver.
The doctor is going to be right with you. Do you need anything?
Sylvia wears a gold necklace. She gulps. In the hallway outside, Walter chases after Linda.
Linda,
what do you want from me? You promised you would never rub them in my face.
She needed help, Karin. Look, I trust you.
What do you think?
Patients and nurses pass. Linda feigns a smile.
What do you think this is?
I know this is far from ideal, but why can't we remain friends like in the beginning?
Because this is not the beginning.
She reaches behind her neck.
We are far from the beginning, Walter. This is the end.
She hands him the necklace.
I'm serious. Go get the doctor.
Linda.
In the taxi, Walter drives. His hand with the wedding ring twitches. Sylvia glances at him.
Papa. Do you love us?
Yes.
And you have to make a life for us, right?
Of course.
He looks ahead and drives through an intersection. At Walter's apartment, Walter opens the closet and grabs the plastic bag. He removes it and ties a knot in the bag. Nighttime. In his apartment building downstairs hallway, Walter carries the tied bag past the donations box stuffed with jars and knickknacks. He turns and paces. He stares off and blinks. Eyes watering, he looks down and nods. Drops the bag into the donations box. At Walter's apartment, Sylvia exits the bathroom. She wears a silk night blouse. She rubs her eyes. Walter enters.
Oh, Sylvia. I was just taking out the trash. You need anything?
She shakes her head.
Feliz noite.
He walks off. Cut to black. A word appears. Sylvia, at the airport.
Oh, Sylvia.
Wow. Look at this big guy. Ah. Let me see. Ah. What?
She's grown. She has.
Sylvia and Walter hug. Esther wraps her arms around both of them at Walter's apartment.
You need to use the bathroom.
The light is on the wall too.
Sylvia rushes into the bathroom. She presses her back to the door. She takes off her backpack. She washes her face in the sink. In Sylvia's room, wearing headphones, she opens her suitcase and unpacks boots. She looks over and grabs her smartphone.
Hey, girl. You'll probably be seducing some hot New York dude by the time you get this. I told Rajab to just forget about you. I mean, please.
Sylvia?
Hey, we Rajab, bwana. Umwezi tena mwanzako. She's off to greener pastures. You go New York. He's so depressed. Imagine I've missed you. I'm going to keep making those remixes for my girl. So when you become the most famous dancer in America, the rest of us can at least be in your entourage.
In the kitchen, she clips on an earring.
Good morning, my.
Esther turns away from a mixing bowl. She crouches. Smiling brightly, Sylvia presses her bosom against Esther's cheeks. They embrace.
Okay. Ah! I thought we talked about those.
Her shiny blue boots. Frowning, Sylvia grabs a glass.
I don't know why you insist on wearing those ugly boots all the time. You're so pretty.
Sylvia rolls her eyes and takes a sip of water.
All the children at your school will think Africans are tacky.
These are my comfortable shoes, Ma. You want me to be uncomfortable?
As soon as I get a job, we'll take the shopping to get some proper clothes. Hey, we won't bother your father about that right now. Mm-hmm.
She pinches her nose. Walter enters. He adjusts his cap.
Good morning.
She stares down at her bowl.
Morning.
At school, in the front office waiting area, Sylvia sticks her headphones in. Walter sits next to her. Sylvia glances around. Construction paper cutouts of the word integrity hang on the wall behind an American flag. A teacher grabs paper from a bin. A mom and her daughter talk with a man sitting behind a computer. A short blonde-haired lady answers a phone. A brown-skinned boy exits an office. Sylvia's eyes follow him. He hands out leaflets at the front desk. He turns to Sylvia. She tucks her boots under her chair. She looks down and plays with her hair. The boy holds out the leaflet in front of her.
So we're having a dance night.
I don't know if you want to participate, if you dance or anything.
You guys can go in.
Walter holds the leaflet. She grabs her backpack and walks past the boy. He wears army green camouflage pants.
Thank you.
Walter follows in a school office.
I'm here to enroll my daughter.
Yes. Do you speak English, Ari?
Yes, but she's still adjusting to the American accent.
Okay. And I see we're still missing an official birth certificate.
We have this.
This is a letter.
Yes. I explained when I telephoned that Sylvia was born during the Civil War in our country, and both the hospital and Department of Records were destroyed, so we don't have any original birth papers.
Okay. I'll have Miss Tunney enroll you and take you to class.
So she starts right now?
Yes. You can pick her up at 3:30 after school. Hi, it's me.
Outside, students exit the building and mill about. Pairs of shoes hang from a power line. At a bus stop, Sylvia puts in her headphones. She closes her eyes and twists her shoulders to the beat. She taps her boots. She opens her eyes and dances. An older man sitting next to her watches. The boy from the school office walks up behind her and crosses his arms. Sylvia glances over her shoulder. Her jaw drops. She steps away.
Hey, wait. Where are you going? Aren't you just waiting for your bus? Yo, chill out. Calm down. Why are you acting like that? Yo.
He grabs her shoulders.
Chill out, will you? Can we, start over? Hi, I'm Devin. But most people call me DJ.
Hi. Sylvia? Everyone calls me Sylvia.
Hey, Sylvia. From Angola?
She nods.
Family new to the States, or?
Yes. No. My father was here before. He's a diplomat.
Wow. Okay. Cool. You dance?
Why do you accuse me of this?
Just most of the girls on the step team wear those.
Her boots.
Well, I do know for a fact that step team needs another stepper for the dance cipher if you're interested.
He hands her a leaflet.
What is this price?
It's $1,000 for best soloist and best team.
No.
Why not?
I don't know the steps.
That's easy. You just look up videos on YouTube, use the videos to practice. You just have to know how to dance.
Fine. If I agree to look at these steps, let me pass.
He steps aside. She walks through a crosswalk.
I'll see you later, Sylvia.
Putting her headphones back in, she turns to him and gives a slight smile. She continues forward. At Walter's apartment, in the kitchen, Sylvia sits before her laptop. A white profile bubble appears. Nema, active now. A green message bubble pops up. Your Kutaro mix almost got me in trouble today. Nema replies, "Is Commander, thou shalt not dance. Esther?" "No, a boy at my school." Nema replies, "Wa-boss. May your first child be named after me."
We should go to the market this weekend and get some bananas.
Nema texts a series of emojis, eggplants and peaches.
Oh, and something without cholesterol for your father. Have you seen the way he eats? Ish.
Hearts and fire emojis, followed by a gif of a person twerking. Esther, peeling a potato, glances at Sylvia's laptop. She leans over Sylvia's shoulder.
Is that Nema? Did she get married?
Not yet.
One day you meet a nice boy. Hey, maybe in university, that's how I met your father, you know.
Yes. He was studying journalism, you were studying social sciences, and you both suspected each other being communist.
He got on my nerves so much. Always talking about politics the whole night. I told you this story too many times. It's a good man, Vinya. Loyal.
Yes, mine.
It's not his fault that we had to wait so many years. You know, we tried everything.
Why didn't he come back home then?
Because we wanted you to have the life that we couldn't have. Huh?
She touches Sylvia's back. Sylvia rolls her eyes and focuses on her laptop.
I don't want you to suffer anymore.
Haka, nyakarida. Oh, God, those days are behind us now. Okay? Everything is going to be fine, I promise. God is good.
She holds Sylvia's cheeks and stares into her eyes. She presses her forehead against Sylvia's. Students enter the high school in a classroom.
All right, today's topic, immigration and emigration, right? I have two different lists. I want you all to turn to page 25.
Sylvia wears pink high-top Converse.
I'm going to go down, look at the two different lists. Okay. Oh, Mr. Jameson, you're late.
DJ and Sylvia exchange a glance.
Sorry for being late, Mr. Knopf.
Okay. Immigration. Life quality. Religious freedom. Take a piece of paper, and I want you to start writing down...
Her lips curl upward.
Hey, DJ, what's your African girlfriend wearing?
All right, Denise, settle down. Everybody settle down. Okay, so everybody turn to page 25, okay? Yes, Mr. Jameson, please, turn the pages. Okay, here we go. Immigration, first list.
In Sylvia's room, she watches a step video on her phone and dances along. She slaps her wrists and knees. Her shoulders drop. She types on her phone. She touches her headphones. She purses her lips and sways. She pumps her arms and bops. Walter peeks his head through the sheet door. Sylvia notices and slams her elbow into her nightstand, knocking over the teddy bear.
I tried calling, but you didn't hear me. What were you?
It's nothing.
You could have injured yourself.
I was exercising.
She puts the teddy bear back in its spot. She removes her headphones and holds her arm. Walter stands in the doorway. He gestures to a futon made up like a bed. They sit together.
Your mother suggested that maybe I should try and talk to you just to see if everything was all right. How long has she been so religious?
When we moved to Tanzania. At first she just wanted us to have a community, but then she got really serious about it.
And you?
As long as I'm reading the Bible, she doesn't get on my case too much.
And do you miss home?
Don't you?
Well, after the war, the home that I knew was gone. Do you mind if I snooze in the chair while I wait for her to finish?
Mama will be upset if she knows I didn't give you my bed.
No. She doesn't have to know.
She nods. He walks to the nearby chair, adjusts the pillow, and sits.
I can turn off the light.
No. Keep exercising.
It's finished.
In the dark bedroom, he unfolds a blanket.
Linia.
You spy?
This country... It's very hard for black people, especially foreigners. You always have to carry yourself a certain way so that white people don't feel threatened. So when we get to dance, that's the one place where I can actually be myself, show myself. So be yourself. You're the only one who knows what you know and who can do what you do.
Yes, bye.
Feliz noite.
Feliz noite.
In the hospital waiting room, Walter fills out the clipboard. Sylvia digs in her backpack.
Here
around it, past the east.
She touches the gold necklace around her neck.
It's the one that you sent to Mama when we first moved to Tanzania. I liked it, so she let me wear it.
She brings the necklace close to her lips. In the exam room, Sylvia eyes Linda's matching necklace.
Anywhere else? There's a little bruise, but nothing too unusual.
Their eyes meet. Linda hurries out, jaw clenched. Sylvia stares at the floor. She glances at the door, then to Walter. In the taxi, Sylvia's face reflects off the side mirror. She turns to Walter, who is driving. She softly sings along.
Where did you learn this song?
Dingon parties in Dar es Salaam. Everybody would dance to it and cry. But when Mama stopped going to the parties, then she didn't want me to dance anymore.
At the high school, Sylvia enters an auditorium. On a stage behind a basketball goal, three students practice a dance routine. Other students sit in fold-out chairs on the court. Sylvia stands next to DJ.
Can I get an apartment for $1,000?
I mean, depends where, but yeah, you could. Why, are you planning on running away or something?
Back in the taxi, she looks Walter up and down.
I'm just planning for the future.
You got this.
Thanks.
On stage, Sylvia dances with a girl with box braids. They stomp their feet in unison and hold up their arms in a defense block position. They raise their arms and roll their shoulders. In the taxi, Sylvia holds the two pendants on her necklace.
Pay attention. Sorry.
What are you doing? What was that?
Oh, nothing. It was just something.
Did you see me do that?
No, I...
Then don't do that. We have a routine. All we need is someone to learn the routine and execute it the way it needs to be done. Now, can you do that or not?
Sylvia's mouth opens. She storms off stage. The girl with box braids throws up her hand.
Yo, what
Get
the...
Get away from me.
What happened?
I told you I can't step, but you insisted, and now you've embarrassed me.
Calm down. I saw you up there learning the moves. You were doing great.
Well, your friend has a problem with me because she keeps poking me like I'm... like I'm a shish kebab.
Oh, boy. Okay. Come on. Let me take your shish kebab ass out. Jesus.
With an arm wrapped around her, he walks her out of the auditorium. At Walter's apartment.
My?
Sylvia cracks the door open and peeks inside. DJ follows after her. He softly shuts the door behind him. She adjusts the buttons on her blouse. He looks over his shoulder. They walk down the hall.
The bathroom is down there.
Cool.
She plays with her collar. She glances back at the front door. In her bedroom.
Sorry, it's a mess. Don't usually have guests.
Nah, it's cool.
He looks at her photos taped to her yellow wall.
Who's that?
A picture frame on her nightstand.
That's Nirma. My best friend from back home. She's a DJ.
Oh, word. You miss it there?
He drops his backpack and sits. She sits next to him.
My friends think my life is perfect now. That I'm hanging out with celebrities, crazy partying.
All my family's down south, so, you know, I get the same thing.
Nobody here really knows what it's like there, so you just feel alone.
What about your parents?
They're complicated. My dad
He isn't really a diplomat.
I figured. You know, you don't really hear about too many diplomats living in the hood. But I also grew up without my pops. So I know how it feels.
So, what you going to do after graduation?
I don't know. Maybe start working, go to a state college or something.
You're not going to continue with the stage lights and promotion?
Well, not unless you become a famous dancer, Miss Sylvia.
Hey. Sylvia. Sorry, Mama, I didn't know you were...
Hi, ma'am. I'm Devin Jameson.
How are you, Devin Jameson?
I'm good. You have a lovely home, ma'am.
You've seen my home.
Just the bathroom.
Sorry, Mama, I didn't know you were home.
So you brought a man home when you thought I wasn't home?
No,
I just wanted to make sure that Sylvia got home safe after dance tryouts. You know what, I probably should be heading home to do some homework.
Yes. Oh, say hello to your parents.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Excuse me, ma'am.
You didn't do anything, Mama. You just escorted me home.
Sylvia grits her teeth and cocks her head. The Jesus is the head of this house plaque sits on a shelf next to a portrait of Esther and Walter. A painting of the Sacred Heart of Jesus hangs on the wall. Sylvia lies on her back on the futon. Soft golden sunlight streaks across the wall. She texts DJ, "Is it too late to sign up for the competition? The team is set. Maybe solo? Sign me up."
Vinya, your father and I are going out to dinner tonight.
She sits on the edge of the futon. Sylvia sets her phone over her stomach.
I don't know what's gotten into you, but I expected better. You know, I only do this for your own good because I can see things you can't. Your father and I are doing our best to protect you.
Esther taps Sylvia's arm. Esther scoots down. Sylvia slowly sits up.
From now on, you go to school, and you come straight back. No friends, no activities, and no dancing. Are you listening?
She nods through gritted teeth and stares off.
This hurts me more than it hurts you. But you will repent and seek forgiveness for what you did.
Esther watches as Sylvia gets to her knees and clasps her hands together.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
Esther, what is she doing?
I will not lose my daughter to this country.
Just outside the sheep door, she raises her brows to Walter.
Forever and ever, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
She turns and struts off, cut to black. A word appears. Esther. At the airport.
Family is here now.
This is for you.
Thank you.
The bouquet.
This one is for you.
Another bouquet.
Come.
Can you believe it?
At Walter's apartment, in bed, Esther lies naked under the sheet. She turns to face him. A window unit AC blows a curtain above the window. She eyes his bare chest. She places her arm on his chest. Without opening his eyes, he adjusts. Esther grazes his forehead. He turns away. Later, Esther kneels at her bed, a holy Bible before her.
For the gifts of food, for the gifts of shelter that you have provided for me and my family.
In the kitchen.
Praise Jesus for this day, and may my past be free from trouble and the destructive hand of Satan.
May I return safely from school, and may Daddy return safely from America. I mean, work. Amen.
Amen.
It's a passage of scripture that's always fascinating.
Esther listens to the radio as she washes dishes. In the living room, she dusts a shelf and picture frames. She grabs a Jesus fish off of the kitchen table and hangs it on the wall below the shelf. She dusts the plaque. She sets the dust rag down and grabs a mop. Tilts one of the chairs and mops underneath. Her eyes flick to the door. She sits the mop in its bucket and walks to the door.
You always do this, and I should have listened to my astrologer. I should have listened to my spirit.
She peers through the peephole.
Because it's this Aries bullshit. So narcissistic. It's so...
Esther presses her back to the wall.
You know what? I don't have time for this. I don't have the psychic bandwidth. You know what's so effed up? Is that we have to eff and work together.
Through the peephole, the woman holds a phone to her ear. She glances at Walter's door.
All right. You know what? We're done. Come and get your shit.
Esther's eyes widen.
Who is it?
Nzinga, from next door.
Just a moment.
Oh. Is Walter... Walter still up here?
I'm afraid he's at work at the moment. I'm his wife, Esther.
Oh. Okay, pleased to meet you, Queen.
Pleased to meet you, too. Queen? Excuse me, I was just cleaning the house, but you're welcome to come inside.
Oh, no, sis. I just wanted to drop off some mail that was put in my box.
I will make sure I give them to my husband when he comes home.
Okay. Peace.
Walking toward the kitchen, Esther flips through the mail. She stops at the address service requested letter to Linda Walter.
He who is brought together in the Lord, let no man tear asunder. You know my heart, Lord. You know my struggles.
She prays at her bedside.
It's the word of God that we need to follow. Taking it, some of us are trying to lead our families, which were the temptations.
She shakes seasoning into a pot. In the apartment building lobby, Esther enters carrying a grocery bag. She walks by the donations box. She stops and turns to the box. She kneels and picks up a pair of blue and yellow tracksuits. and Zynga exits her apartment. Esther folds the pants. She touches the lacy sheet.
How are you, Queen?
Fine, thank you.
You been shopping?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the Korean market on the corner? Sometimes their food isn't always so fresh.
I was looking for some millet flour for Walter. He has the cholesterol, so...
You know, I can take you to the Egyptian market where I get my food. I'm headed there now.
No, I don't want to disturb you.
Sis, it's really no problem.
On the sidewalk, children chase one another. A woman texts while she walks with a little girl. A man in a leather jacket rides a scooter. Esther walks with Nzinga.
The neighborhood has changed dramatically. It used to have a lot of Arab people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's very busy.
Well, it's very busy.
Inside the Egyptian market.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Nzinga lifts the lid of a spice container. Mm. She holds it to Esther's nose.
You eat very healthy?
You know, I try. I'm doing much better, though, now that I'm not in a relationship.
I am just grateful that I am finally reunited with Walter after so many years apart. Mm. I know he must have struggled a lot. I was wondering how he learned how to cook all these low-fat foods. Maybe you helped him.
You know how men are. They know how to find their resources.
Was there a woman named Linda who lived in the apartment before Walter moved in?
Oh.
Yes.
Did you get more ashwagandha powder this week?
No, ma'am.
No? You know what? Sometimes it takes them so long to restock their items, but I really want to support the local businesses, you know? And these brothers are African, so... You know what? We should head back. Did you get your flour?
Yes, thank you.
Nzinga continues up an aisle. At Walter's apartment, Esther kneels. She closes her eyes and bows her head.
Thank you, Lord.
In the kitchen, she sits on a stool next to the stovetop and holds out a phone card.
Have 30 minutes for this call.
May your name be praised. May your name.
Hello?
Sister Redemptor?
Ah, my Esther. How are you settling in?
Oh, it is a challenge, my sister. I'm home mostly by myself, so usually I'm just thinking. Missing my community there.
She leafs through her Bible. She stops at a postcard stuffed between the pages. A group of women smile in front of a sign. AWID, African Women in Development. Esther stuffs the photo back inside.
How is our Sylvia doing over there?
She stares off.
Oh, she's trying her best.
She glances out the window. Sylvia talks with DJ and other schoolboys on the street.
In Jesus' name, take Sylvia. Please, guide her.
Sylvia pushes past the boys. Esther glares.
And how is Walter?
Oh, he's working very hard. His life here is so difficult.
I don't believe a man. I usually come on weekdays. I mostly work on Sundays.
Oh, welcome to our flock.
At the church, Walter wipes his forehead with a napkin. Esther watches him closely.
But I'm trying my best to help him and to pray for him.
Protect Walter and guide him, please. He's the head, Father God.
I am proud of you, my sister. You endured many, many years of hardship and stayed faithful to God's command. Don't forget to send your offerings. We must always give thanks, especially when God answers our prayers.
Esther rests her head against her hands on the bed. Standing in front of a mirror above the dresser, Esther takes off her cross necklace. Walter enters. She opens a jar and rubs cream on her hands.
Dia difícil.
He hands her his pants.
Posso aquecer o jantar?
No, I'm not hungry.
I thought you might say that, so I made you a flask of tea with some rolls today. Very little sugar. You work so hard to look after us. Allow me to now look after you.
Thank you. It's very nice.
She holds up a tray of bread rolls.
No, I'm good, thank you. And you, how was your day?
You know, the usual things. I had a question. I had some money that I kept in case of an emergency, and I thought maybe you could help me send it to our church in Dar es Salaam. They have been praying for us for so many years. It would be an offering of thanks.
Okay. I can send it during my lunch break tomorrow. There's a transfer place near work.
That's wonderful.
She goes to the dresser. He sets down his tea mug. She opens a drawer and pulls out a scarf. She unwraps the scarf, revealing a wad of cash. Walter hesitates. He takes the cash.
How much money is this?
$1,000.
You're sending the shash? $1,000?
Yes. This is for several years. I kept it in case of an emergency, but now that God has delivered us...
He hasn't. He hasn't delivered us.
Amor, we are here.
Yes. And do you know what that means? It means I have to work harder than before. And we have less than before. All this time, I've been working double and triple shifts. Do you know what we could have done with this money?
This money is for God, querido. So that he will favor us as we rebuild our family, our marriage.
I can't deal with this right now. Muito obrigado pelo chá.
He hands her the mug. He undoes the sheets and slides into bed. She slowly turns away. At a Western Union.
There you go. Thank you. Next.
Yes, I'd like to send this money to Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
Your ID?
Esther smiles at the teller through plexiglass. She glances back at the line of people behind her. The teller studies her ID. At Walter's apartment, Esther polishes kitchen cabinets.
Sister Redempta?
How are you, my child?
I sent the money, but...
What is the problem? Tell me what is in your heart.
It's just... I think we might be unequally yoked.
Unequally yoked? Da.
Yes, sister. What can I do? He is the man that God has given me, and why would he do that if there wasn't a reason for it?
God will not lead you to the desert and abandon you. The dutiful wife who prays for husband and family will be head first. Continue to pray. Increase your offering. You cannot give up. Now bow your head. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before you with Sister Esther. Lord, we ask you to keep peace.
Esther's handbag spills out onto the floor. She lies in bed. She clutches a rosary between her thumb and her forefinger. The AC blows hard. tapping her forehead repeatedly, she sits up and stares at the rosary. She lies back on her side. Expressionless, she stares off. She shuts her eyes. She grips the rosary tightly. Her eyes flash open.
I'm not going to continue with the stage lights and promotion.
Well, not unless you become a famous dancer, Miss Sylvia.
Sylvia!
In the kitchen, on the phone.
She's a teenager. It's her job to annoy us. Mm. So just calm down. Let's just take a moment. Let's go out to dinner so we can talk.
I don't think you understand, Walter. This is not the time for going out to dinner. Clearly, we need to be at home watching our daughter.
Outside in Zinka's door.
Who? Esther.
Who?
Esther! Walter's wife.
Hey, queen. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I wanted to ask you a favor, please, my sister. Mm-hmm. I'm going to dinner with Walter tonight, and I need to borrow just a purse to go with this outfit.
Shaking her head, she looks Esther up and down.
Mm-mm. Girl, you're going to need way more than just a purse. Mm-mm. Come on. Come on. So, where are you going for dinner?
Well, I'm not sure. I didn't tell me.
Oh, so it's a surprise. All right. That's nice of him.
Well, actually, we have been talking about this for a while, but today is not really a good day for
it. That's nonsense. Life is short. You can't put this on hold.
Okay. I agree. You're right.
Good. So, we need you looking royal.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I am a Christian, so nothing to...
Her eyes flick to Nzinga's cleavage. Mm.
Honey, you're out here worried about another woman's male when you're hiding the essence of your womanhood from your own husband. Is that really what white Jesus wants?
She turns Esther toward a mirror.
Sometimes a king needs his queen to remind him who she is. Now, come on.
At a white linen restaurant, Esther takes a bite of food through burgundy-painted lips.
You look very beautiful.
I'm glad you like it.
Can I get you anything else?
Coffee, please.
Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me here. It's very nice.
Walter nods and softly smiles. She takes another delicate bite. As his smile fades, he glances around. He notices a man kissing his date's hand.
Remember when life was simple? On a fancy night, sitting on the beach, grilling fish over a fire, with sheep wine.
Red snapper with chindungu, hoko.
And plantains.
From Donna Magali's place on the corner.
Did she survive?
I'm not even sure. After we left for Tanzania, I lost touch with so many people.
They gaze into each other's eyes. She reaches her hand out across the table. He takes it and smiles.
Let's dance.
Where?
Here. On this side.
I'm We can't do that.
Why not? The band's warming up.
Shouldn't we wait for them to start the party properly?
I'm not stopping. Come. Join me. Oh,
you are embarrassing yourself.
And come rescue me. Huh? We'll be embarrassed together.
She stands. They dance at arm's length. He inches closer, placing a hand near the small of her back. They slow dance.
See? It's working.
It's been so long, I don't even remember how.
He stops swinging and stares at her.
You're always the most beautiful when you dance.
In Walter's apartment, they kiss as they undress. She pulls off her dress. He rips off his dress shirt. Kissing her neck, he shoves her to the bed. His lips move down her chest. His hand grips her breast. She clutches the sheet. Suddenly, Walter sits up. He grabs the lacy sheet and gawks at Esther.
Okafoy.
Onde pegaste isto?
O que se passa?
Onde pegaste isto?
Estava numa caixa lá fora. From the donation box.
She goes to touch him. He bats her away.
Desculpa, meu amor. Wait, don't
now
do that.
Now get rid of them.
It's the room.
I've heard you, Walter. Loud and clear. You don't want me. You want something else. This was too big for us to not lose ourselves. I want to go back home.
How do you eat, Esther?
She swats his hand away. He rubs his head. The lacy sheet lies on the floor next to their discarded clothes, fade to black. On the futon, Sylvia opens her eyes. Shaking her head, she touches the pendants on her necklace. She rips the necklace off. In the taxi, Walter sits behind the wheel. A gold medallion of the Virgin Mary hangs from the rear view. He runs the medallion between his fingers. Removing his cap, he scratches his head. He clasps his hands together, bows his head, and closes his eyes. Outside in Zinga's apartment.
I need to know who she is.
Outside, DJ walks with Sylvia.
You ready to kill it at the cypher tonight?
Yeah. Nema made me a special dance mix.
In the taxi, Walter checks his phone. An alert reads, Vina Dance Show. Snooze. Stop. In Walter's apartment, Esther stares up at the Welcome to America sign. She yanks it down and throws it to the floor.
I just say his name on you.
At an underground club, Sylvia leans on a sign-in table. She glances up, then writes on a clipboard. Esther walks across the city street. On the sidewalk, she holds her hands to her ears. In the taxi, Walter fits his cap back on. Esther continues up the sidewalk. She clutches her cross necklace. At the club, in a backstage area.
When you get out there, you forget about your past. You forget about everything. You're gonna kill it.
Thanks, DJ.
For what?
For believing.
Well, you know I got you. It ain't really nothing.
She kisses him on the lips. She quickly pulls away. His jaw drops.
All right, well, let's get going.
She smirks and follows him to the dance floor. A group of young adults make a circle where a woman mimes cutting her throat. The woman thrusts her hips right and left. Sylvia, eyes wide, looks on. At the club entrance, a bouncer stops Walter. He hands over his ID.
I'm looking for my daughter. She's a dancer.
The bouncer motions for Walter to lift his arms. He pats him down. The bouncer gives a signal. Walter enters the club. The woman has a dance-off with a dark-skinned woman with a golden afro.
Yeah, that's like it. Watch her closely. She's the one to beat.
Sylvia watches Rekka. Rekka gyrates her afro bobs. Walter joins the circle. Judges hold up cards. 2-8, 1-7.
Reppin' New York, our reigning champion, Rekka!
2 10s and a 9.
We have a winner!
Sylvia touches the spot where her necklace used to rest.
All right, guys. Let's take a 5-minute break before we get to this next round.
Sylvia checks her phone. A notification reads, Mayu, missed call, 6. Texts read, Mayu Vina, I'm lost. I can't make it in this country anymore. I failed you. From across the circle, Walter watches her. She grabs her backpack and rushes off. Walter steps out of the circle. DJ grabs her arm.
Where are you going?
I have to go.
Wait, what?
I made a mistake. All right? I have to go.
Sylvia! Hold on!
Keep going, Vina.
He stops her. She and Walter stare at one another. She looks around, then holds up her phone to him.
I have to go find her.
Elvo.
She's all I have.
This is my responsibility, Vinya. Go. Fight for your dance. I'll find her.
She stifles tears. Walter touches her cheek. She falls into his shoulder. They embrace. She pulls away and wipes her nose. DJ brush past Walter. Nighttime, on the street, Walter drives. Eyes narrowed, he glances left and right.
Up next, ladies and gentlemen, our defending champion, Rekka, has agreed to a battle with the new kid on the block, Young Africa!
On the sidewalk, Esther slogs along, staring off and clutching her necklace. At the club, Rekka struts around the dance floor. She breakdances and gyrates. Esther walks. Walter drives. Sylvia watches Rekka's kicks and spins. Esther approaches a locked gate. She pulls on it. The gate leads to the doors of a church. She hangs her head. Walter's taxi drives by apartment buildings. Walter squints. He looks off to his right. He pulls to a stop. Rekha puts a hand on her hip and glares at Sylvia. Sylvia takes off a sweater wrapped around her waist and hands it to DJ. She calms her breathing and steps into the circle. She closes her eyes and rubs her chest. Turning her back to Rekha, she feels the beat with her hands. Sylvia spins and thrusts her chest in Rekha's face. She pops her hips and shimmies. She pirouettes and backs her butt toward the circle. She breakdances. She gets in Rekha's face and grabs her own crotch, then touches the brim of her hat. She backs off and continues breakdancing. Slow motion, DJ nods and smiles. Sylvia whips her body toward the floor, jumps back up, and throws her shoulders back. She raises her arms high in the air. Outside the parked taxi, Walter trudges up the church steps. Esther sits outside the gate.
I've been lost too.
And Linda found you.
She gave me hope, Esther. She insisted I don't give up, that I keep petitioning immigration for us to be together.
He sits next to her. She stares ahead. He looks at her. She turns to him. The soft streetlights shine across her face, revealing a tear-stained cheek.
You think it was easy for me?
Of course not. We lost so many years. I'm sorry.
She pulls away.
We don't even know each other anymore. Or ourselves.
When we met, we didn't know if we'd live to see the next day. We didn't know who was a comrade, who was an informant, who was there for the ride. Words meant nothing. So it does. When I move, you follow. When you hesitate, I slow down. Because we could feel each other.
So what do we do now?
Reaches for her face and wipes away her tear. He caresses her face and kisses her temple. They embrace on the church steps. In the taxi, The Virgin Mary medallion swings back and forth. The sky is lit golden purple. At Walter's apartment, Esther enters. Walter hangs up his hat and takes off his shoes. She hangs her purse. She slowly moves up the hall, touching the wall as she does. She steps up to the hall window and pulls back the curtain. She gazes up. She continues into the apartment. Walter follows. Together, she and Walter pull back Sylvia's wall sheet. They look on as Sylvia sleeps. Walter rubs Esther's shoulder. She closes the sheet and turns. They sit at the kitchen table. Walter offers his hand.
Why?
Sylvia steps out of her bedroom.
I said you went dancing. What happened?
The crowd.
They really liked me, Mama. They saw me.
Of course they did. No, Bay. We see you. We do.
Sylvia's head drops into Esther's lap. Walter puts one hand on Sylvia's back, the other over Esther's.
I'll make us breakfast.
Walter goes into the kitchen and turns a knob on the stove. Esther caresses Sylvia's hair. Sylvia rises from her lap. Esther gestures to the kitchen. Sylvia stands and ambles over. Grabs glass jars filled with tea bags and sets them on the table. Esther looks off. A smile crosses her face. She flattens placemats on the table. Sylvia steps away from the radio and glances at Esther, whose smile fades. Sylvia and Walter smile brightly. Sylvia shows Esther three mugs. Walter sets down a tin can of biscuits. Sylvia finishes setting the table. She points at a picture on the wall and smiles. She sits. Walter carries over a bowl of bananas. Sylvia smells the tea bags. She offers the jar to Esther. Walter brings the kettle over. He pours water into Esther's mug. She glances up at him and softly smiles. Fade to black. Audio description written by Stephen Peltier. Narrated by Herb Merriweather. Described by Audio Eyes. Credits appear. Written and directed by Ekwa Masangi. Produced by Hariah Muhammad, PGA. Produced by Sam Bisbee, PGA. Josh Penn, PGA. Ntari Guma Mbaho Mwani. Zainab Ja, Jamie Lawson, Joy Lee, Marcus Scribner, Nana Mensa, producers Ekwa Imsangi, PGA, Joe Plummer, Bobby Allen, executive producers Jackie Kelman Bisbee, Lance Accord, Wendy New, Theodora Dunlap, Executive Producer Jennifer Westfall, Executive Producer Effie Cacarell, Executive Producers Pradnya Dugal, Tej Dugal, Executive Producers Joel Michaeli, Cassian Elwes, Executive Producers Charles King, Poppy Hanks, Executive Producers Alicia Brown, Michelle Turner Saleo, Michael Gottwald, casting by Rebecca Dealey. Cinematography by Bruce Francis Cole. Edited by Gene Applegate. Music by Osei Ased. Music supervision by Matthew Schreier. Costumes by Evren Caitlin. Production design by Virginia Hastings, Lance Mitchell. Choreography by Manuel Canza. Farewell Amor. Credits continue. Sound mixer, Robbie Cush.
Kasansu wabishila menekenu mukwenu kubaza kwa mushime menekenu
Sundance Institute
mulemba shangola ayuwe mulemba shangola mulemba shangola ayuwe mulemba shangola
ayuwe Luanda ayuwe Angola ayuwe Bahia etu mujete
mulemba shangola ayuwe mulemba shangola mulemba shangola ayuwe mulemba shangola
mulembera milena damasia kalundu Angola ritual africano solo tu
mulemba shangola ayuwe mulemba shangola mulemba shangola ayuwe mulemba shangola
Salvador da tradição mulemba shangola unidas nações soltai-vos agora
mulemba shangola ayuwe mulemba shangola.
Nossa Luanda, muita miúda, vamos matar, ei!
than the mountain tops. Your strength, a river that will never stop. Your mercy.
Filmed with the support of the New York State Governor's Office of Motion Picture and Television Development, SAG-AFTRA, Alexa, Endcrawl, Green Slate, Film Emporium Insurance, The Sodium Ranch, Nice Dissolve Digital Cinema, Endeavor Content, Jhumka Films, Wavelength Productions, Park Pictures, MUBI, Department of Motion Pictures, Outrageous Productions. Farewell Amour. Copyright 2020, Farewell Amour, LLC, all rights reserved.